Blog Talk Radio.
QT here with you once again here on a Sunday afternoon. Really quickly before we get into the interview, some show notes. If you are looking for wrestling today, you have ICW running in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You have KDW in Jeffersonville, Indiana. And you also have NWA Blue Collar Wrestling, where you can find me later today. Also, I'd like to congratulate the 3-2-1 Battle Rebel Girls Tournament winner from last night, Cat Power, surviving the field of 8 of the very best women competitors on the West Coast. First ever 3-2-1 Battle Rebel Girls Tournament. Won't be the last from what they were saying last night. So congratulations to Cat Power. And I would like to now welcome to the show someone who is on the show for the very first time, all the way from Vermont, Mike Blair. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to
be here. Well, since it is your first time with us, as we said, you'll get the first timer's question to start off with. What led to you getting into the business of professional wrestling?
Oh, that's a great question. I grew up, got introduced, from professional wrestling from a classmate of mine, and started watching on our local TV. We only got 3 channels back then, but I started watching WCCW out of Texas. That was aired out of an Albany station, and it was a lot of fun. I loved it. That was, back when I was in 5th grade in the mid-80s, I believe.
Now, what was it that appealed to you as far as world-class championship wrestling went? Texas, a long way from where you were at, so what drew you into that?
Well, what really appealed to me was the great athletic wrestling that was in there, plus mixing of some of my favorite rock and roll songs with wrestling. It's like, this is exciting. This is fun to watch. And I fell in love with the Von Erichs versus the Freebirds. Those were some of the great matches. Bruiser Brody was fun to watch. Iceman Parsons. Loved all of it. When the WWF at the time took over the broadcast, I wasn't such a big fan of it. It didn't have the pizzazz to me as WCCW did, World Class Championship Wrestling. But then the more I got to watching it, I started liking it, and I love it now, of course.
Now, you, of course, are a timekeeper there at World of Hurt Wrestling, timekeeper, a position we haven't had a lot of on our particular program before. What was it about the role of timekeeper that made the promoters think that you were a good fit for that role, and what was it that made you think that it was something you would like to do?
Well, I never really could talk very well in the ring. I tried becoming a ring announcer, and that didn't go so well. So I said, well, you know, I got introduced to some of the local wrestling groups in New England, and they said, well, we'd love to have you at the shows, and, you know, how would you like to ring the bell for us? I said, oh, I'd love that. That'd be great. So I watched the matches quite a bit, obviously, pay attention to the matches, definitely try to get as much crowd enthusiasm going. I try to play cheerleader as much as I can to get the crowd going into the matches. It's lots of fun. I really enjoy being a timekeeper. It's tough, you know, keeping track of the time of the matches, but I love it. It's great fun.
Now, you had a run-in recently with a manager, and there was some physicality that came out of this. Could you tell the listeners a little bit on what's been going on with you and Mr. Mann?
I would love to. It was a great charity event. We had a young fan that came down with cancer, and he would come to as many of the shows as he could, and unfortunately he did pass away, and our promoter, Shane Alden, decided to have a show and dedicate the money of the show to help out the family with his hospital bills. And one of the great fundraising events at the show that the promoter came up with was Mr. Mann would get pied in the face. $5 per pie to pie Mr. Mann, the evil Mr. Mann, in the face. He did not like the idea. He kind of balked at it and argued and everything. So I tried to just come into the ring and console him and calm him down and just say, you know, look, this is for a good cause. This is for charity. It's going to be great. You know, just be the man and take the pies in the face. And he did not like my consoling him, and he slapped me across the face. I couldn't believe it. I was shocked. But it just made me more determined to grab that first pie and really give it to him. And I had the crowd, you know, really pumped up to pie Mr. Mann. There was a long line, and we raised lots of money to help out that family. It was a great event.
Now, have you had anyone in your timekeeping career before this ever get physical with you? Have you ever been shoved or had someone take a swipe at you, anything of that nature?
That's a good question. Thank goodness, no. I've had a few in other promotions that I've been timekeeper at actually come down on the table. I had one push me out of the way because he wanted to use my chair, push me right off the chair. But nothing too bad of injuries, thank goodness. I'm getting up there in age. I don't want to get too physically beat up. I'm not a wrestler. But, man, do I love wrestling, and I enjoy watching it. You know, I'd rather not get too close to the action. I'd rather not get in the ring myself, but, man, it's fun.
Now, you, in your career, have been on shows with a lot of bigger name talent, guys like Tony Atlas, Jim Duggan, Jimmy Hart, all part of shows where you've been the timekeeper. When you meet some of the bigger stars that pass through, as a timekeeper, what types of interactions do you have with the bigger names that are on the shows with you?
Well, I certainly get the time to meet the big stars, as we all do in the professional wrestling group. I have great interaction with the big stars. We did have Dangerous Danny Davis, the former WWF official and wrestler, be a guest official at one of our matches, and you know, I went over all the details with him on how he wants to run the matches, and you know, he gave me the guidance when to ring the bell, and we had a great match great show that night. Hacksaw Jim Duggan actually surprised me. Of course, our show was over in Whitehall, New York, which is very close to Glens Falls, New York, where Hacksaw's from. And we were celebrating Hacksaw's birthday at the time. And I'm a huge Hacksaw fan. He's fun to watch. And I was at the show and wearing my USA hat. And I rang the bell to start the match with the referee pointing to me. And Hacksaw all of a sudden stops the match and goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Who is that rang the bell?" And I sheepishly stood up and said, "That was me." And he goes, "That was a great job." The crowd loved it. I was shocked. I laughed. It was hilarious. We had a lot of fun that show. The crowd, of course, loves Hacksaw. The crowd is very good with all of our guests. We give them lots of attention. Of course, the guests always ask for a little bit of money to sign an autograph, which is understandable, and the crowd doesn't mind at all. We are happy to see them, and we're very happy to have them at our shows. You know, we don't need the guests to be there because we have great wrestling at our shows with some of the youngest talent and extremely good talent in New England, and we just have a great time with the guests. I've loved to meet all of them. Some of them are a little bit quieter than others, but I've certainly enjoyed meeting all of the stars, and I can't wait to meet Jimmy Hart coming up this coming Friday at our next show.
I know on shows out here in the Pacific Northwest, there's a lot of up-and-coming talent, a lot of young talent here in the Pacific Northwest. Where you're at in Vermont, do you see a lot of younger talent coming in that looks like they might be potential stars in this business in a few years once they get the experience they need?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. We have some great young wrestlers that have been doing some wrestling in a little bit of a bigger organization called Ring of Honor. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not.
I am. I know a few of the people there.
We've actually had some Ring of Honor wrestlers at our shows and giving our young stars some tips and pointers and giving them some great matches. Plus, we've had, great now in the WWE wrestlers giving our young stars, before they made it big, some tips and pointers on how to handle themselves well. We had a great match with Tony Nese, wrestling one of our young stars before he went to NXT, and it was a great match. It was thrilling to watch. It was fun. Our young champion right now, Kyle Brad is a fantastic young wrestler. He makes the shows exciting. He's having a big feud with the former champion Swinger Sadusky. That's really fun to watch. They used to be good close friends, and now they are bitter enemies. And the matches are great. Our young stars are going to get well. Our promoter Shane Alden has wrestled in World of Hurt Wrestling himself, obviously, but Ring of Honor. He's wrestled in Ring of Honor and has made some appearances on WWE programming before. So, yes, our talent is on its way up there.
I referenced at the top of the show how we had a women's tournament here last night in Seattle, one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in all my years as far as in-ring action. There were just so many phenomenally talented women that took part last night at 3-2-1 Battle. In your area there in New England, do you see that there are a lot of great women's wrestling taking place where you're at, or is it something that's still not totally caught on all the way?
It's definitely improved the women's wrestling with the women's movement in the WWE. Our women wrestlers try to put on as much of a great show as the women in the WWE. We usually have a women's match or two, and they're exciting. The crowd really loves the women. You know, of course, the young girls, they always want to be like their heroes, and they put on some good shows. I'd like to see some more women's matches because they are exciting. They're quick. We've had Deanna Peruzzo. She has been in the NXT, and she's been in some of our matches, and she's a lot of fun to watch. Karen Yu is another one of our very popular women, and they do a great job. I was actually talking with them and saying how pleased I am that the matches are just very exciting, and they say that they work very hard to try to improve the women's wrestling movement as much as possible, and it's fun. It's great to watch.
Of course, in the larger promotions like your WWE and Ring of Honor, and to an extent in Lucha Underground, Global Force as well, there's been a big shift in the last couple of years from having women on shows to making women the forefront of actual in-ring wrestling, main eventing some of the televised shows, being more than just glorified models out there, unlike in years past when that's all women were really used for in the larger companies. Have you noticed a little bit of a shift in the fans' interest in women's wrestling? Do you see that they're taking a little more seriously than they had in the past, or had they always taken it seriously in your area?
That's a good question. Yes, I believe they've taken it more seriously. They haven't made our women's matches either main event matches or starting matches. They've kind of shuffled them in the middle somewhere, but the crowd always loves it. The crowd is right into the women's matches. They'll cheer them. They'll boo them if they're the evil heel women. They're right into it. I'm sure, even though they're not main eventing right yet, I'm sure they will be rather soon. They're great matches. The promoter tries to put together the best matches, and he knows that the women are great. We've hardly ever had any women since I've become part of World of Hurt Wrestling for a couple of years now, as just models, as cheerleaders. We've had them as wrestlers, and there's a lot of respect for them. They do a great job, and all of the fans, the wrestlers, male and female, we have a lot of respect for the women wrestlers, and we want them to succeed and do well. It's a great movement right now, and I hope it continues. I don't like to see women being put down and, you know, certainly given a bad light. I like to see the women be right up there as popular as the men. It's great.
I know that on a lot of shows on the independent circuit in particular, timekeepers are an afterthought by promoters, unfortunately. A lot of promoters will just grab someone and put them in that role. But there is an important role they play. If a timekeeper makes a mistake, it can really affect not only the match, it can affect the whole show if they're premature with the bell or if they're late with the bell. It can definitely confuse things, and it really brings the show down. Good timekeepers are essential on when a promotion has a good timekeeper that knows what they're doing. It is a big help. They also are very helpful when they keep accurate time so the wrestlers know how long they've gone, how long they have to go, that sort of thing. In your days as a timekeeper, has there ever been that instance where you mistakenly rang a bell?
I've never mistakenly rang a bell, which brings me to a great point. Yes, I do watch all of the WWE pay-per-views that I can. I watch as much of the WWE programming that I can on TV. I was watching the pay-per-view where Paul Heyman told the timekeeper to ring the bell because a wrestler tapped against Brock Lesnar and the referee never signaled it. That made me angry. It's like the timekeeper should not be making the judgment call there. Let the referee make that judgment call. Do what the referee tells you to do. That's the main role of the timekeeper. You made some really good points there, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. There's one time that I also try to take some pictures. We don't have, you know, we have a photographer that comes to as many of the shows as we can, and there was a show that the photographer just wasn't able to make. So I was trying to take some of the pictures of the wrestlers, and I missed the cue to ring the bell to start the match. That got a little bit embarrassing because it was also a televised match, and the announcers are like, well, I think they want the match to start. And it's like, oops, and I just rang the bell. That was the one time I made a goof up and a mistake, but it didn't affect too much. I have never prematurely rung the bell at the end of the match. I've always waited for the referee. Sometimes referees will miss pointing to me, but I have, you know, when the referee has hit their hand three times, doesn't point to me, I know right when to ring the bell. I've actually been thanked by referees for ringing the bell and saving them from a bad spot. But, it takes a lot of patience and watching the match and knowing when's the right time to do it, when's not the right time to do it. And we've actually had some great matches that actually wait for the bell to ring before they actually make any contact with each other. And that's kind of fun. It's neat to sit back and watch. The referee will be doing his thing, and then all of a sudden point to me, ring the bell, and boom, then they go right at it. So it takes a lot of it makes me very proud when I can be an essential part of the wrestling show and make the wrestlers as great as they are. That's what I'm there for. I'm there to make the show's best, the best shows in the New England. I'm there to make the wrestlers great, the referees great, and build up the crowd participation. I love the fans.
You talked on the role between the referee and the timekeeper, which is essential. A lot of the listeners today won't understand it, but a referee is in direct communication with the timekeeper as far as controlling the match, when to open with the bell, when to close with the bell, when they signal a one count or a two count, they're signaling the timekeeper so they know that the fall is not yet finished. Do you have any favorite referees that you work with that make it a little bit easier than other referees as far as your job as a timekeeper?
I sure do. We have some great referees wrestling with us. We have one referee that is our main referee. There's been some shows he's the only referee at the show, and he'll referee all matches. You know, we'll usually have about 7 or 8 matches on a card. And it's tiring, but we have excellent work with each other. I'm always trying to keep an eye contact with the referee to make sure that I'm paying attention. The referee will watch me, you know, will signal to me. You know, I'll let him know when the time is getting close. You know, yes, there is that, you know, 10-minute, 15-minute time limit, and I will let him know when the time limit's getting close. So I'm always in contact with the referee. And there's been times that I've actually had to talk with the different photographers at our events and say, please step out of the way. I need to have visual contact with the referee at all times. So, yes, the referee that we have is a great guy to work with. We know each other pretty well. Before the shows, we go over everything and say, you know, do you want me to handle it this way? Yes, that's great. Do whatever you do, he'll say to me, because it works well. And it's like, okay, we're going to have a great show. When he is not there and we have other referees, it's like, okay, this is going to be a little bit trickier because sometimes they get so involved with the match, they kind of forget about me. But, you know, the one that we have is excellent. And he's a great referee. I think he could be easily a WWE official if he wanted to. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, absolutely it does. At this point, my co-host QT Vokes is standing by. I know he has questions also, so I'm going to pass things over to QT.
Well, thank you, Sun Guy. Hello, Mike.
Hello, QT.
Mike, do you remember what the name of that classmate was that introduced you to WCCW?
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact. His name is Jason Holden, as a matter of fact. He, you know, was big into wrestling. He had all the posters up in his room, and he told me about the ins and outs of wrestling, and that really got me excited. It's like, oh, these guys are really neat. You know, he had posters of Hulk Hogan, he had posters of Kerry Von Erich, Kevin Von Erich, Abdullah the Butcher. And it's like, wow, I want to find out more about these guys. So, yes, that was my classmate way back then. He's been a longtime friend of mine and still a friend of mine today on Facebook, as a matter of fact. Great guy. So, yes, I do have to give him credit.
Now, did Jason himself turn out to be a wrestler?
No, definitely not. He moved out to Colorado area and has, you know, had successful work as, you know, in his businesses out there. No, he never got into being wrestlers. I did, however, go to college. I went to a year of college over in New Hampshire, and a classmate of mine did go into wrestling, get into professional wrestling himself down the Carolina area. And I still keep in contact with him. And we talk about the business, and it's lots of fun.
Okay, the Carolina areas. Which has the best barbecue, South Carolina or Vermont?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I've never been to Carolinas. I would love to go. I don't know exactly if they use the sweeter barbecue sauces or not, but we tend to use sweet barbecue sauces up here. We love to take our maple syrup that Vermont is known for and mix it in with the barbecue sauce and make it nice and sweet. Or we just use honey barbecue sauces. We love things sweet here in Vermont. So not too spicy, not too hot. We like things nice and sweet. So that's a good question.
Oh yeah. We always ask the good questions. Yes. So. Now, do you prefer indoor or outdoor performances? Would you rather be a timekeeper inside or outside, where you might have the aid of the sun and a sextant outside?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. They're both unique. I prefer mostly being indoors because the information I have written down on the wrestlers, who's wrestling in what match, how long the matches are supposed to be, doesn't get blown away in the wind like that can happen outdoors. Plus, indoors, you don't really have to worry about rain or inclement weather. Being here in the Northeast, we do get a lot of rain, a lot of snow. We have very hot and humid days, so sometimes it's better being indoors where you don't have to worry about the inclement weather, but being outdoors is kind of unique, and it's really different. I've had some great experiences outdoors and indoors, so I love both. I love wrestling. It doesn't matter to me where it is, indoors or outdoors, I'm going to have fun.
Wow, well, see, now the advantage, if you had an outdoor event in the fall, the colors would be changing in the trees up there, and you yourself could wear, like, an outfit of changing colors. That would be a huge plus, I would think.
That would be definitely different. I mostly wear a World of Hurt wrestling shirt to promote our promotion. I'm very proud to be working with World of Hurt, and I want to make the fans know that they're at a World of Hurt show. So I pretty much wear the World of Hurt shows, and I'm very patriotic, so I'm always wearing a USA at the shows. Unfortunately, here in Vermont, we're right smack dab in the middle of New York and Massachusetts, so I don't like to wear, you know, the teams that I support too much over in New York. So because I'm a big Boston fan, so I try to stay neutral and just wear United States stuff to show that we're all part of the United States. You know, it's more about the wrestling instead of the timekeeper. I try not to bring too much controversy, and just try to build the show the best that I can.
Now, when you were going over to Jason's house to watch wrestling, did you have your own matches with him? And if so, were you the babyface?
Well, I've had some wrestling matches with some friends. I try not, you know, we didn't do too much of it because wrestling, of course, is dangerous to try yourself at home. I wouldn't suggest doing it, but I always tried to be the babyface. He actually enjoyed being the heel because he found the heels had more fun. But I always wanted to become a babyface manager in the WWE. So, I always wanted to stop guys like Bobby the Brain Heenan, who just recently passed away, and Jimmy Hart from using their weapons, Mr. Fuji from using their weapons, and protect the good guy babyface.
Yeah, babyface manager is pretty rare, yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, too rare, and I never got into it, but that's definitely one of my long-term goals is to become a manager. But I'm more than happy being a timekeeper the rest of my life. That's fine with me. I love it.
Okay, did you ever, if Jason wasn't available to have a backyard wrestling session, did you have a brother and sister that you wrestled?
I've got a younger sister that I've had some wrestling matches with. Like I said, had some friends. We didn't have too much of a backyard wrestling match. We've never had a wrestling ring, so to say. But we've had, you know, living room wrestling matches where we've put each other in headlocks and sleeper holds and arm bars and all of the painful submission holds that we can think of. We tried the figure four leg lock quite a few times. I don't know if we were doing successful at it, but...
Now, did you have your own costume when you were little and probably wrestling your sister? Your own costume?
My own costume. I don't know if I got into the costumes too much. I would actually wear my wrestling shirts. I would, you know, of course, I'd go to the shows whenever they'd come over to Glens Falls or Burlington, Vermont. Glens Falls, New York, that is. Sometimes down in Massachusetts, we'd drive down there. We didn't get too many wrestling shows in Rutland, Vermont, where I'm located around. We didn't get too many wrestling shows there, so I would go to the wrestling shows, and I would get T-shirts of, like, Hulk Hogan, Jake the Snake Roberts, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, some of my favorites. Brett the Hitman Hart was definitely one of my favorites. And I would wear these wrestling shirts when I'm wrestling. I would try to, imagine I would like to be like these wrestlers.
Wow, all right. Okay. Did you yourself go out for sports in high school?
That's a good question. I tried playing baseball when I was in Little League. I found out really quick that I was not very good at it. So I was more into band. I was the president of our Students Against Drunk Driving, SAD, at the time. I was president of that for a couple of years. I became like a mentor to others. I never cared for bullies, so I would try to stick up to the young guys and try to do my best to help them out and give them support.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, the name of the high school you went to, and my wrestling sources tell me, is Mill River Union High School. What was the mascot?
That was the Minuteman. We were...
the Minuteman?
Known, yes. We've had a lot of Minutemen around here in Vermont that helped out during the Revolutionary War. Of course, Fort Ticonderoga is close by, so our Minutemen in Vermont would be ready in a minute if they got word that the British was attacking Fort Ticonderoga. The Minutemen, also known as the Green Mountain Boys, would be ready and would go and fight over in New York State or Vermont or wherever they were needed. And it still stands true to this day. The Vermont National Guard is some of the first groups to go out to war. And we're always ready.
Oh, okay. Now, you see, I thought that your mascot was named after a revolution, a Revolutionary War timekeeper. That's what I thought.
A Revolutionary War timekeeper. Well, that's interesting.
I
don't know if they had timekeepers back then too much. I know there was wrestling back in the old days. I know Abraham Lincoln was big into professional wrestling. There's been some Vermont wrestlers throughout the years that have, done a great job. None too recently, but throughout the years, there's been some excellent wrestlers from Vermont. You never know. We could dig through the archives and find a great wrestler from the Vermont and make him our mascot. That'd be exciting.
Cool. Yes, I would like to also dig into your archives and see if Haystack Calhoun ever had a match in Vermont.
That's a good question. He may have. I know he's got a big fan following here in Vermont. A lot of Vermonters love Haystack Calhoun. He was a huge, huge man and very popular. We liked him.
Yes.
So, he may have had a match here in Vermont at one time. He, like I said, he's got lots of fans around here that remember Haystack Calhoun. Lots of fans, of course, of Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan, Hulkamaniacs are everywhere.
Yes, well, if you do some research at your local library, if Haystack Calhoun ever showed up, could you tell Sign Guy the results?
I would love to.
Oh, okay.
That would be great. I will have to indulge into that research, but I would love to see if Haystack Calhoun had a wrestling match here in Vermont, and I would love to give him the results.
Now, what do you think would have been the score if Mike Blair, timekeeper, sat down with ASAP Calhoun and challenged him to a pancake eating contest. What do you think the score would be with an 8-ounce pancake?
I have a feeling ASAP Calhoun would be able to beat me. But, man, that would be fun to try. I love pancakes. Of course, it's got to have real Vermont maple syrup on it.
Oh, yes.
And not the imitation stuff. It's got to be real Vermont maple syrup. Good stuff.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever been to Vermont and had some of our maple syrup, but it's definitely worth remembering.
Well, we import it here in Washington State. We import it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's a long ways away from Vermont, for sure.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I've actually been to Washington State. I've been to Seattle.
Oh, okay. And what year was this?
I've got a cousin that lives out in Seattle, and I was in his wedding a few years back. I'm thinking it was 2005. I was out that way. Beautiful city. I love it. Had a great time out in Seattle.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, Mike, did you ever have to ring a cowbell at a start of a bull rope match?
No, I've never had to ring a cowbell. That would be definitely an interesting twist. I particularly love a cowbell in a rock and roll song. I love the Saturday Night Live skit with Christopher Walken. We need more cowbell.
That is
great fun. But no, I've never had to ring a cowbell. We've always had a big timekeeper's bell and a hammer, which I've rung, and that would be fun. It would definitely bring a new twist to a match, ringing a cowbell. We've never had a bull rope match, actually. We've had some battle royals. We've had some cage matches. We've had some ladder matches, but never a bull rope match.
Oh,
I'll have to get in touch with Shane Alden.
Well, you'll have to go to your commissioner and say, upon the suggestion of the Turnbuckle Turmoil show with both Sign Guy and QT, that they suggest you have a bull rope match. We could get things rolling. Yeah.
That would be great. That would be great.
Oh, okay.
Because I would
like to see you in a video ringing a cowbell for the first time. I think Sign Guy would too. Yes.
Clang, 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 clang.
Yeah.
That would be neat. That would be neat.
Right.
Now, is this the same Sign Guy that used to be in ECW, or?
Well, I am not.
I think. No.
No, no relation to that Sign Guy?
No.
No relation, but I get asked constantly.
I'm sure. Of course, you know, we also got ECW programming here in Vermont, too, because, you know, Vermont's pretty close to Pennsylvania. So
okay.
ECW was a great promotion as well.
Well, Mr. Blair, our guest did not show up on Friday, and I was going to take that opportunity to give he was a ring announcer, and I was going to take that opportunity to finally give ring announcers entrance music. In all your years of wrestling, have you ever seen a ring announcer, a timekeeper, or a referee have entrance music?
Not too much. I've seen a ring announcer come down to some music. He's also our commissioner. He's come down with some music, but not too much. I would be honored and flattered to come down to some good rock and roll music. Metallica would be great. It would be a great band to come down to. I happen to be a huge Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers fan, so I wouldn't mind coming down to Running Down a Dream. That would be neat.
Oh, well, since it's October 1st and legally a new fiscal year for Turnbuckle Turmoil, I'm going to make it my quest to bring acceptance nationwide to entrance music for timekeepers, ring announcers, bell ringers, and referees in that order. And I have some suggestions that I would like for timekeepers. There are 10 rock and roll songs that I think would be befitting of timekeepers. Would you like me to run through these suggestions?
I would love to hear them, certainly. I'm a huge rock and roll fan.
Okay, and it is my quest to give Mike Blair entrance music. That's going to be my first fiscal year assignment. Yes, here we go. Okay.
By the way, you can also call me Bulldog. That's been my longtime nickname in both radio and timekeeping.
Oh, wow. Okay, Bulldog. Okay. Wow. That's ironic on Frasier. Frasier used to work with a co-host named Bulldog.
Yes, you're right. you're very correct. I started working in radio back in 1993. Did a little bit of volunteering in radio back when I was in high school, even earlier than that. I graduated in 92. So I believe I've had the nickname Bulldog before Frasier came along. But I loved watching Frasier, and I kind of like to think that they got the nickname from me, but I highly doubt it.
Wow. Oh, okay. All right. Well, how about Time Warp by the Rocky Horror Picture Show? Time Warp.
Oh, now that's an interesting one. Never been a big fan of Rocky Horror Picture Show. I'm sorry. I'm expecting to hear a round of boos on that one, but that's
okay.
Yeah, I never got into Rocky Horror Picture Show too much. I was a bigger fan of The Man-Eating Plant.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't think of the name of the show.
Shop of Horrors, I think.
Yes, like Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, okay. All right, so entrance music Time Warp might not work out. How about Time in a Bottle by Jim Croce?
A Time in a Bottle, that's a great song. That might work out very well. You might be
on something
there.
Oh, all right. I'm going to put a plus mark by there. Okay, very good. All right. How about Does Anybody Know What Time It Is by Chicago?
Ooh, Chicago, a great band.
Oh, okay.
That would be exciting.
Okay, all right. How about Feels Like the First Time by Foreigner?
Ooh, Feels Like the First Time. Foreigner, great song, great band. Oh, I love it.
Oh, okay. All right. How about Clocks by Coldplay?
Clocks, Coldplay. I love it. Great song. Kind of mellow for wrestling, I think. I don't know if that would really fit the wrestling theme. But great song.
Okay, I'm going to put a check mark by that one. Okay. How about Rock Around the Clock by Bill Haley?
Oh, a classic. That would be a great timekeeper entrance theme. That would be fun to come out to. Rock Around the Clock.
Oh, okay. All right. How about Times Like These by the Foo Fighters?
Ooh, good band. Sure, I would say that would fit well in wrestling.
Okay, all right. Very good. Okay. How about Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper? Time After Time? That would be interesting. Yeah, I could fit with that. That would work.
Okay, and my all-time favorite, Time Has Come Today by the Chambers Brothers.
Oh, that's a good one, too, without a
doubt. Wow, okay.
Yeah, you've got some really good ideas there.
Well, okay, spurred on by your enthusiasm, I'm going to make this a very special project, yes. Okay. Can I have the name of your commissioner?
Well, I can give you the name of our commissioner. His name is Craig Whippleman. He's a great commissioner. Yes, you can give him a call. You can give our promoter, Shane Alden, a call. And something like that might work very well. Of course,
Craig
there was also...
Yes,
Craig Whippleman.
Is he any relationship to Harvey Whippleman?
I think maybe another brother from a different mother, maybe, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if they had any blood relationship, but I see a lot of resemblance between the two of them.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
okay,
Now,
Sign Guy... Don't we have a maple syrupy edition of the Sign of the Times? Maple syrupy.
Oh, Sign
yes.
of the Times.
Oh, I think if you could pass that on to Mike Blair, he would very much appreciate that.
That'd be
that
wonderful.
I can do.
Thank you, Sun Guy.
All right. Okay, well, I'm going to turn it back over to Sun Guy. Yes.
Thank you, QT. Well, Mike, we have just a few moments left in the show here today, and I want to give you ample time. If there's anything you would like to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you got, the upcoming shows, any merchandise, social medias, how to find you, how to find World of Hurt, plug your favorite barbecue restaurant if you want, anything in the world you'd like, floor is all yours.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we have a fantastic show coming up this coming Friday, October 6th, down in Bennington, Vermont. I highly recommend anyone from New England coming to the show. We'll have our World of Hurt wrestlers there. We'll have some Ring of Honor wrestlers there. We'll have Jimmy the Mouth of the South Hart there in person signing autographs. It will be a fun show down in Bennington, Vermont. Bell time is at 7 o'clock to start the match. We're going to have fun. I hope to see you there. Our next show after that is going to be in November, back in Whitehall, New York. I hope to see you at that show. We have tons of fun at the shows. The fans, it's easy access to all of the wrestlers during intermission. We actually have meet and greets with all of the World of Hurt wrestlers and our guest celebrities. Definitely have a good time, and they can certainly meet and greet with me. I've signed a few autographs and anything to make the crowd happy. We want to make the crowd have a great time, enjoy the show as much as possible. We love the show. We want you to enjoy the show. Be there, support us, cheer us on, cheer on your favorite wrestlers. Local wrestling is exciting. It is fun to watch. Go to your local wrestling shows. I highly recommend it. Without your support, the wrestling shows just won't be there, and they're the ones that are the next generation of the WWE. So support your local wrestling, and by all means, buy the merchandise, support the wrestlers, and show them that you love what they do to entertain you.
Well, Mike Blair, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Best of luck to you and to everyone there at World of Hurt. I hope you have a fantastic show on Friday. and we will definitely have to have you back on in the future to talk some more with us. Fans, get out there, support not only Mike Bell and what he does as a timekeeper, but all the independent pro wrestling shows around you. You can find me later today in Portland, Oregon at the North Portland Eagles, like usual, for Blue Collar. Going to be a great show there today. We will be with you next week. A week from today, we will be having our second tribute to Don Owens era Portland wrestling. Going to have some of the original Don Owens era performers with us. Should be an outstanding time. We will talk to you then.
I could be the way you